Hello.
Hi.
I was just looking at the countries that listen to us or have listened to our podcast, right?
Oh yeah.
So we've had most of them are in the UK. We've had a couple of them in the USA. We've had two people in Croatia and one Russian.
One Russian, wow.
Did I tell you that there's a geezer? Well, one of my pals is, he went over to Ukraine.
Oh yeah.
A little while ago, when everything first kicked off, he decided he was going to be one of them jobs.
All right, okay.
He's a mate of a mate, so I'll distance myself a little bit from him. But I got some pictures off from my mate that that is also friends with him. And it's him. He's in full camo, like he's been enrolled in the Ukrainian fucking army.
Yep.
But there's pictures of him, and they're taking like actual. Not like modelling pictures, but you know what I'm trying to say? Like pictures of him like in action.
Right, yeah, posed, yeah.
So he's like holding this gun and it's like, I don't know, it's this massive thing. You know, the one that's got the legs on it so you can set it up.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got one of them and it's like twice the length of his fucking body. Do you know what I mean? And he's not exactly a small lad. But yeah, this is the kind of picture that they've taken. Look at that.
Yeah, standard. Yeah.
That's it. That is brilliant. That's like actual modelling job. Do you know what I mean? Like this.
Yeah. Well.
Brilliant. What do you think? What do you think you would do if war broke out?
Here.
Like if. Yeah.
War profiteering.
What do you think you would enrol?
I'd make money off of it somehow.
Brilliant. He'd be selling the fucking paracetamol.
War profiteering. Stockpile. I'd stockpile aspirin inhalers and charge people sex for it.
Pretty good idea, actually. Yeah. Pretty good idea indeed.
Asthma inhalers would be the number one thing I would get for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You deprive all them people of oxygen. Yeah, 100%,
mate.
Sell it back to them.
100%, yeah.
Like an Eskimo with ice.
No, give me 50 bottle caps for this one, thank you. That's the new current.
Fucking Mad Max job, yeah.
I don't know, man. If war broke out, I would probably... I'd consider the war first of all. Like if it's a World War II jobby, that's an easy one because you're fighting Nazis. Like that's such an easy thing to do. I'll fight them. I'll fight and die for that. Yeah, for sure.
But, oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
Not that they're just easy because
no. But it's like, I mean, now I don't know. Is there ever going to be another just war? Really, when you think about it, so. I would enroll if it was about defending the UK from invasion, yeah. But if it was about, oh, you know what, this nation has a lot of oil, but it also has a lot of terrorism. So why don't we go and show those terrorists what for?
Thunder the shit out of them.
Not a chance, mate.
Yeah, shan't be involved in that, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know, but that would probably...
Yeah, no, I think I agree with you. I think if it was... I don't want to say if it was another country having a problem, but I wouldn't get involved. But I'm saying if it was a threat to the UK or, you know, a threat to myself, I suppose, or my family or whatever else, then I would be involved, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if the Russians decided they were going to start bombing everyone and just go fucking ham, then fair enough. But I think at the moment, it's very much if the rest of the world as a conglomerate don't even want to get involved in it, why are single individuals getting involved? I know people have got a, you know, it's all getting a bit too political, isn't it? We can't really have
this. Yeah, we can't really have this. Yeah. But I know what you mean. people want something to fight for because you've, you know, spent years just not doing anything and it's a very comfortable life we lead. And I understand the desire for discomfort in a sense because you want purpose, you know, and that kind of fighting a war gives you purpose if you haven't got it in your own life. So.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. Moving on.
Honestly, when I tell you that like, there's a pool of sweat forming in between my bollocks, I'm not lying.
How is it possible? What are you doing?
Well, I just
look at me. I'm sat in a fucking dark room. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's lovely. I don't know, mate. I'm German and I've also...
Brilliant.
I've been outside all day.
I'm German.
Well, it is true. The Germanic peoples, you know, that we feel
like... How's you defending yourself like that? It is true, I am.
It is true, I am. Not lying. Brilliant.
I mean, I assume you've had a shower.
Yeah,
sort of, yeah. What do you mean, sort of? What have you showered in?
Nah, you don't need to know, mate.
Maple syrup?
You don't need to know, mate.
How is your missus? Yeah, is she all right?
She's fine, mate. Thanks, yeah.
Yeah.
No worries. Good.
Is she still working still hard. Plodding on with life? Still yeah. Working?
Yeah. Working hard.
Shit, innit? Oh, man, she's got a fun bus, mate. That sounds brilliant. You right. Can live in that.
I live in that. I can live in the back of a Vauxhall combo, can I?
A fun bus.
Fun bus, yeah.
Yes.
That's the
live like we were meant to, mate, under the fucking stars.
That's the Jeffrey Epstein shuttle bus, that isn't it? The fun bus.
Brilliant.
We're not I okay. Pisses me off.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine.
Oh, the look of disappointment. Oh, that is brilliant. That's brilliant.
Ghislaine.
Fun bus.
I've been watching more nature documentaries, bro.
As long as it's not fucking diving, I can give a shit. I'm more than happy that it's. If it is diving, you can fuck off now.
Okay.
Is what I'm trying to say.
All right. No, it wasn't diving or caving, actually. It was about
crocodiles and caves.
Well, pretty much. It was about crocodiles and sharks and the rest of it.
I don't mind sharks. Sharks are fun.
What do you mean sharks?
Don't play with
fun.
Them.
Yeah, I have a little shifty.
Well, I mean, they're fun to watch, aren't they? They're fun to. Crocodiles are fun. What's a documentary about? They're not. They just lay there most of the time, and then something walks past, and we go, "Bow, I'll have you."
Take the shit out of you. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going anywhere near the fucking thing. It's laying still. Let it be.
I love crocodiles. I'm not really fussed about sharks, but I like crocodiles. But I just.
You're not fussed about sharks. Yeah. Sharks are really cool, man.
Big fish and
a little crocodile for you, look.
That's cute. Yeah.
Very nice.
For everyone who can't see that, Charles just got his penis out. And folded it in half.
And started biting it.
What are those teeth?
Crocodile.
Down there, yeah.
Brilliant. Have you seen the film Teeth?
Sadly, I have, and I never. Horrid. I never want to see again.
Unbelievable.
Do not recommend that to anyone.
Who let that fucking happen? Who even said yes? It's the same person who said yes to the human caterpillar.
Oh, isn't it? Human centipede, you mean?
Human centipede. Well, all got arms and legs, don't they?
No, a caterpillar doesn't famously have arms and legs. That's the point.
Yeah, you're right. It slips around on its belly.
Yeah.
Soz.
Man, but I've been watching documentaries on like different animals that will. They're basically just different ecosystems, and like in Africa, the Nile crocodile like obviously protects its young. The younglings and the eggs from different things like monitor lizards and the rest of it. But apparently one of the things that will happen to crocodile eggs is that a spider will break open the egg, go inside, eat the crocodile slowly, and then just fucking live in this egg. And I didn't need another reason to hate spiders, now all I can think of is what if there's a type of spider we didn't know about that does that to chickens?
And then you're going to crack an egg open.
One day you just, crack an egg open and you're just going to find, you know.
I honestly don't think that chicken eggs hang about that long.
No.
I think the farmers whip them out of their ass quicker than they can shit them at the moment.
Lovely. That's what we love to hear. I did ask a woman, she works at the local pub. Who,
can you shit eggs?
Can I have one of your eggs, please?
Tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's about 55 or something. Moved over from Australia recently. Lived over there for 40 years, or 50 years. Just having a word with her about
a word. Took her to one side.
Took her to one side. Yeah, say love. Look, she was telling me about. I asked her about spiders and the rest of it over there, and she said, "Yeah, you do find some, but you don't find them in urban areas that much. But I have dealt with a lot of them in the past because I used to live." More out in the stick, and she was saying, you know, you have to get your house sprayed every year if you want to keep like redbacks away. And redbacks are one of the most fucking poisonous, venomous spiders in the world. And I was like, sorry, so you have to do that every year because they're that much of a danger. She's like, yeah, people die quite regularly to this end.
Brilliant.
You still so you people are out there living in Australia, okay? And she's talking about.
I tell you what, Huntsman. It's a fort. Move away.
Yeah, go somewhere else where there aren't spiders as big as my chest. You know, she actually showed me a picture. I don't want to see it, but she showed me a picture of a spider that was in her house once.
Oh, no.
It was a huntsman. And they're harmless. Like, they won't actually attack humans at all. But fucking hell, mate. It's just, honestly, the size, like, of this, you know, of my chest. It was brilliant. Heinous.
Are they the ones that they'll lay long and thin?
Yeah. Just flat out.
No, I can't be arsed with
they
that.
They just wait there. And fucking, she was like, she had a video of her, like, you know, hairspray in it. And I was like, mate,
brilliant.
Not the one. You cannot
freezing it in place.
Oh, just a thought.
Why would you fuck with it? Why would it just get... I tell you what, take a boot and slap it to death. Fuck
get a
that.
Shotgun, mate. Straight to it.
Yeah, literally that. Just move out, sell it, burn it, fuck it off.
Burn the house, Jesus. Move on.
Get rid.
It's not happening. I'd never move to Australia. I wouldn't mind going there for a couple of weeks if I was in a heavily built-up area where there weren't any fucking spiders.
If you were in a fucking hazmat suit.
Yeah, right.
I'll be, like touch fuck all.
Beekeeping suit on the whole time. Yeah, no, yeah. Darling, sorry. The beekeeping suit stays on during sex, thank you. I'm not this off.
I shan't be removing my penis from it either.
No.
You're gonna have to fucking enjoy yourself around it.
Yes.
I'm afraid.
Thank you.
It's not good, is it?
We're leaving Australia to the side for a minute because I honestly can't get the picture of that fuck off spider out of my head. What when are you moving to the big smoke?
As soon as possible now, to be fair.
Yeah, now that you're back from Olds.
No reason to stay. I've spoken to a few estate agents today and it does not bode well.
Right.
Because essentially the ones that I've spoken to, they all use the same sort of ideology in the fucking money situation that you need to earn something ridiculous like three times the price of the gap shit. I don't know. So anyway, the fact of the matter is, if it's like £1,100 a month, they want me personally to earn 30 grand a year. I ain't got time for that. Where from?
Yeah.
Where do you want me to pull it from?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, realistically. Come on.
Like, I physically cannot work any more hours. I work fucking 6 till 5 most days.
Yeah.
What more do you fucking want for it? I work as another job on the side for cash so that I don't have to spend any money I fucking earn. Where do you want me to get money from?
Yeah.
Jesus. And if I earn any more, I get taxed out my fucking dick anyway. So what's the point?
True, yeah.
You know. Yeah. So I don't know, to be honest with you. But, I mean, like I said, we'd like to move as soon as possible. That would be lovely.
Yeah.
But it's just finding somewhere. And then everyone wants you to go and view it. And I'm trying to say to them, do you know that we live like 200 miles away?
Yeah.
I can't just pop in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a right faff.
Yeah, not ideal. I mean, again, I have thought about maybe staying in an Airbnb or something for a couple of weeks. Or even just a B&B, do you know what I mean?
Just stay it's just a fucking a week. Drain on your finances, then, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it's either that or, you know, we don't move, essentially. Like, there's no two ways about it.
What is it you're moving for again?
Fame.
That's why we're here. People, spread the word. We want your money and your attention.
We want
and if you don't fucking
more...
give it to us, right? We're having problems.
Oh, yeah, if you don't give it to us, I tell you what, I won't be fucking moving.
Yeah, that's it. That's all there is to it.
It's because old Olivia is she's got into East 15, the acting, the drama school.
Yeah.
So she starts at the end of September. So we sort of need to move like between now and then. We need to be there anyway, no matter whether we live in a box or not. Do you know what I mean?
Do you not have anyone you know up in London you can stay with for a couple of weeks?
We've both got family, but it's difficult because they don't live anywhere near East London.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Or Essex, I suppose. Like the closest we've got is there's some family in Kent, like outside of South London.
Fuck me. Right. It's a bit of a trek as well.
This is the thing. If you're going to get public transport, it's like a 2-hour journey. So you're going to have to leave at 4 a.m. to get there on time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, all my family are from like Luton, Dunstable way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like outside of North West London out there. So it's even further. It's going to be again the same sort of like hour and a half job. So it's a bit of a bastard, really. I mean, we can use it as a stepping stone, as it were. But
yeah. Well, I don't envy you the search, my guy.
No, it's going to be a fucking long, drawn-out process. I tell you, it's all we need, really, is one dodgy estate agent just to go, yeah, we'll just fucking let you have it. Like, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have the people I spoke to today, a couple of them, I said to them, if needs be, I'll pay the 12 months rent up front. Do you know what I mean? Like, if that's what it takes to clinch it, I'll pay you fucking 11 grand right now.
Okay, all right, yeah.
And then no one's got anything to cry about, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we'll see. See what happens. Like I said, we've got to go and arrange viewings. We've got to arrange to drive up there at some point. So it'll be fun.
This is where you find out she's cheating on you with a richer man.
I fucking hope so. He can pay for it.
I'm trying to think of what else. It's
difficult.
No, I know. Yeah. Life, yeah, it's, that does sound hard, man. But, you know, a place will open up or it won't. And,
yeah, of course. I mean, it'll either happen or it won't. It's where it is, but you know, don't really make any odds. We, like I said, we live there either way, even if we have to live at someone else's house for a bit and fucking travel there every day.
Yeah.
You know, so be it. What how long have you got? You finished your year this year, haven't you?
Yeah. Like a month and a half ago.
Yeah. How long? What have you got left? Just next year?
Just another year, and then
boy,
maybe a master's.
I was going to say, are you thinking of doing a master's of some sort?
I am, yeah, probably.
Nice. Are you going to go to the same uni or are you going to attempt to branch?
Much.
Move the whole family again.
Go to Oxford or Durham.
Oh, do you know what? I actually remember you saying about this before.
I'll give it a go.
That's actually a really good idea.
Just to let me in.
Yeah, of course they will. One conversation with you, they'll think, oh, fuck me, we've got another one. Eaton boy.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, I've got, look at me and all my fucking riches. Oh. Let him in.
Go on. Yeah.
Let him fucking sail his catamaran up the fucking hill.
He looks like he looks wet behind the ears. Go on, let him in. You know,
Your shirt on, pal.
Yeah,
he'll let you in immediately. Oh, look at it. String bean. Get the fucker in.
Yeah. He looks like he's got a few sexual assault cases paid off by his father. Brilliant. Let's go with him.
Brilliant. He looks like he knows Jizz Lane.
Oh, man. I know what? I was going to... This is on a different topic. I was going to mention this to you, right? Do you watch or know anyone that watches Love Island? Right?
There are a few people I know that watch it, unfortunately, yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm assuming you don't because you have better things to do with your time.
I've literally got more of a life, yeah.
Well... So, I don't, but
if you tell me you watch it, I'm going to fucking turn this off.
No, I don't, but I know people that do, and they told me, look, mate, you've got to watch this guy. You've got to watch this one guy and watch how he plays women like a fucking instrument. the master gaslighter. And honestly, if you get bored, right, look, just Google Adam Collard on Love Island. I've never seen a man more talented at emotionally traumatizing women and making them come back for more of it.
Brilliant.
It's rough watching them.
The sentence emotionally traumatizing isn't good, is it? But I am going to watch it.
Fucking pulled in, hook, line, and sinker, and then fall for it always. It's quite something. It's something to behold. It is. Yeah, so there you go. That's your homework done for you.
Well, yeah, I've got it up now. I'll watch it. Not myself. I've got the thing up, you know. Well, hey, I'll have a little watch. Is that why you've got the shirt off? You're a Love Islander now.
Yeah, no, I am. Yeah, I'm trying to get on there, mate. I've got sent in my audition tape already. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it just you masturbating?
Yeah. I've clocked. it's just me having a wank for some hentai. Yeah.
Brilliant.
You know what?
And then after you come, you wipe the screen and go,
yeah,
get me in there. I clearly need someone.
I rely on my contacts with Ghislaine. She hooks me up.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
I'm there. Brilliant. Don. I am the guy to see.
I'll be your fucking wrong and I'll be your villain.
I know.
Don't worry about that,
my son. I have no shame. Why are you wearing a red shirt when you're already sunburnt, mate? It makes you look like a sun-dried tomato.
That's exactly why I'm wearing it.
It brings out the red.
Camouflage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should I get my top off as well?
I feel like we
should have a little moment.
Love. Go on.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Tits.
Yeah. Boobies.
Oh, here they are, look.
Mm.
Hang on. I'll give you a proper show.
That is different gravy there.
Oh, there he is. Look.
Oh, that's a man.
I'm already in my pants.
That's a man. So am I, bro. Oh, my.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm real. Yeah. We've been talking for about 2 hours. Fucking both sat in our pants doing fuck all. Excellent. Love it.
That's what we like to see.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's weird because I think we've both had a wank during this conversation as well.
You want to know what the bleaching of the carpet like underneath that?
Oh no!
I've got a great story for you, bro. You're gonna love this.
Go on.
Okay, so my dad was, so when I was about 10 or whatever, my dad applied to some different jobs at a as a teacher at a different school. He applied to a private school.
All right.
And he didn't get it. Whatever. I forget what the name of the school was. It was like Windsworth or something. Anyway. Basically, the school a couple of years later closed down because, well, it wasn't because, but this was like the story that broke, like, you know, just broke the back of the school anyway. And the school had been around for 100 years or something. Anyway, they basically had been moving furniture out of this one teacher's classroom. And
this is going to be brutal.
This is fucking awful, bro. So they've been moving all this furniture and the teacher didn't know that they've been moving this furniture. And they like upturned all these desks to carry them out, and all of the desks had like just weird marks on the bottom of them and weird stains on the bottom of them. And the people moving them were like, "What the fuck is going on in this classroom?" So they alerted the headmaster, and they said, "Look, there's just weird stains and marks on these fucking semen." All right, this. Basically, this teacher had been saying to his male students, right, because it's an all boys school, if you jack yourself off in my lessons, like, you know, I'll do the same, and then I'll give you all passes for this course, right? So they just upturned all this furniture. Now that's one part of it. The other part is that when the school closed, bearing in mind I only found this out years later, but my dad obviously probably knew about this. He went down to the school because he knew they'd be getting rid of everything. So he just, you know, thought, I'll grab a couple of the bits of the furniture and the TV and the rest of it. So I have the TV from that room.
Oh, no.
I have the TV.
Bath telly.
Yeah.
Oh, and
I've kept it just for that kind of a story.
For the flavor.
Right, but fuck me, what that screen hasn't seen, I don't want to know.
Oh, that's horrible, Jesus. Isn't it?
Honestly, the state of it, it's just the fact that it was all underneath these desks, like 30 desks in there.
Do you know, it's actually upset me more that the idea that these lads have got their knobs out rather than just getting in their own trousers and having done with it.
Yeah, no, out.
Why are you not? Why are you splashing it all up the fucking bottom of up the table? What's wrong with you?
Rub one out. What are you playing boxes?
It'll
Come
fucking
on.
Drip all over your shoes, you dirty bitch. Fuck's sake. Walking around with cum all over your shoes again. Yeah, oh, no. You've been in fucking Mr. Johnson's lesson again, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
That's not good, is it?
Ah.
I've going on a not a similar note at all, to be fair, but yes. Talking about talking about jizz. Talking about fucking pricks. it's a completely fucking separate thing, really.
All right.
I don't know if I ever told you about the lad I went to school with that they'd moved here when, I can't remember how old they must have been, like year four, year five, something like that. So him and his little brother, I think, had moved here with the dad.
Standard.
And the dad had said, you know, oh yeah, we've just split up with the missus, divorced her, and, you know, she went off to get a pint of milk and fucking never came back. One of them stories, you know.
Yeah.
And then about 2 years ago, I read in the news that the geezer had been arrested and put in prison because he'd fucking murdered his wife and buried her under the garden, like under the slabs, and then moved.
No.
Unbelievable. So them put them poor kids that I went to school with, I don't know them now.
Their dad haven't spoken killed their mum. That's fucked up.
Yeah, murdered the mum and then fucking took her car and drove it off into, I can't remember where it was, you know, like the forest or something, or just left it somewhere.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, a hiked home, I assume, during the night. So it was assumed that she got in the car and fucked off, left it there and just disappeared.
Yeah.
He was fucking buried underneath their feet. Do you know what I mean? No wonder he couldn't fucking wait to get out of there.
That is fun.
That was horrible. There was also, I mean, this is, see, this is what I mean. You've spurned me with a couple of stories now.
Yeah.
There was a bloke recently that it was a farmer around here. And he was in the news the last week or two, I think. But he'd essentially murdered his wife and put her in the septic tank.
Oh, right? No.
But she'd been, so this was in like 1980 something.
Right.
He killed her off and fucked her. So I think she was porking someone else.
Right.
Classic. And he weren't very happy about it. Found out about it. Got a bit fucking tasty. Put her in the fucking bin.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But yeah, so he knocked her off and then popped her in the fucking, in the septic tank.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously forgot all about it. Not forgot about it, but he fucking, you know, after all these years. So anyway, a year or two ago, he'd sold his, or maybe it was like last year, he'd sold his farm. Oh no, it wasn't, I think he'd relinquished control of the farm to his son-in-law.
Right.
So like his daughter's husband.
Yeah.
And then while they were, I think they were digging stuff up or they were renovating something or other or whatever else, they fucking found this septic tank and there was just some bones floating about in it. And obviously they were, but you know, they identified him as her. That is fucking tragic, man.
Yeah, that's a bit sus, isn't it? Big shame.
Unbelievable.
Oh man, I always think about this, right? So how many, the FBI recommends that at any one time, there could be as many as 40 serial killers still active.
Good.
So you guys, I wonder if I've ever walked past someone that's killed someone.
More than likely, statistically speaking, you probably have.
I've met someone who does, but that was in prison. I was doing some charity work and I met someone who had...
I thought you were going to say you got sent to prison for them choir boys finally, but...
Nah, they still haven't found out about that. So.
Yeah, no, they don't know.
Keep that hush. Very hush.
Deep. Yeah.
So, yeah, I met this guy who had killed his... I think it was his brother or his male cousin or something. Wow. In anger. It was like, that was dark, yeah.
Do you think looking at him, it changed the man, like, to look into his eyes? Did he seem like a... I mean, I don't suppose you knew him beforehand, but, I mean, do you think there was something about him that sort of said... There was a sorrow in his eyes or something like that.
Oh, yeah, no, there was a deep... But the thing is, you could never tell whether that's because he was in prison or because he'd killed someone. That's the problem. But there was a deep weight around his neck. You know, there was that was a heavy millstone around his neck carrying him forward. Like, he
horrible thing,
stooped the whole time, you know.
Mm.
But then there are people in there who are in there for, like, battery and you know, like... kicking the shit out of someone or whatever who are walking around like just fucking
they're actually legends. Yeah.
But the guy who had actually killed someone, he was a depressed looking bastard, yeah.
So on Netflix they've got this I don't know if you ever watched it, it's one of them, you know, like I'm a killer.
Well, oh yeah.
I think
that's
actually what it's called, I'm a killer. And it interviews people that have actually killed people how they feel afterwards. And yeah, you're right. A lot of them are like that. They're very sullen and very, you know, sort of withdrawn from everything else. Whereas the geezers that have just got in there for fucking slapping a bitch or something, you know, sorting someone out, getting a bit fucking tasty with them.
Yeah.
And they're rolling about like they're the fucking biggest bollocks.
Yeah.
You know, since Schwarzenegger, he's about that life.
It's because when you actually take someone's life, I mean, where do you go from there?
Is it the only way is down.
But then there are people, like, have you ever, okay, so, you, I mean, there are serial killers, right, who kill for... like some kind of psychological reason, but no, like material gain or whatever, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then there are people who kill someone out of anger or frustration or like self-defense even, or manslaughter. And those people obviously have a conscience and it affects them. But neither of those groups of people really terrify me. Like the serial killers or whatever, they're just unhinged. I could handle meeting a serial killer. The only people who I think I would struggle to sit across from are, and I have sat across from rapists and child molesters and whatever with this charity. The only people I would struggle to sit across from are hitmen.
Well,
right, because have you ever seen a documentary about the Iceman?
No.
Who he was? I've forgotten his actual name, but he's a mafia hitman, basically.
Mm.
He's killing for money. And, you know, he's killing people for
thousands of pounds, hundreds of thousands of pounds or whatever. If you watch a documentary, the way he talks about killing them, he smiles as he remembers the people that he's killed.
Mm.
And he talks about them like he's hunting game. And
well, it's, that's exactly,
but it's not unhinged. Like, it's not in the same way. Like, a serial killer kills because he's compelled.
It's very calculated.
It's cold, calculated. Like, this guy was paid to do this. And he said, yeah, I wouldn't do it if the price wasn't right. You know? But if someone pays me £10,000, yeah, I'll knock you off. No questions asked. I mean, don't care. Like,
it's worrying that it's a money game, isn't it?
It is. Like, he killed children, women, old people.
Jesus.
Like, for fucking every type of person for money. He said, oh, yeah, no, I charged extra if they were a kid. Like, sorry? Oh,
horrid, isn't it? Why would you even say yes to it?
Like, that's mental.
Why would you even consider it? Imagine someone coming to you and going,
I want you to kill this
would
child.
Would you kill this child? Yeah. I tell you what I will do. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Going anywhere near the fucking thing.
I mean, it's, you know,
fucking killing it.
Some of them, I've watched documentaries on some hitmen, and they said, oh yeah, we all have a code, you know, we don't hurt them anymore. They need to be hurt. They just need to die because we're getting paid to get that kind of thing. But this guy, man, he said he got paid to do weird shit to people, like, you know, rape them or, like, you know, electric torture them and then kill them and the rest of it. It was like, there was a point at which this guy clearly decided that, you know, money was just way more worthwhile than these people's lives. And he's talking about, you know, 14-year-old kids or something. And I'm like, this is too much, this. So it's one of the few documentaries where I actually didn't finish it because I just couldn't stomach it. Yeah. I don't think
I'd be able to sit and watch it.
I don't need this.
That.
So, yeah, like that was the kind of person that terrifies me the most, like, if I was to ever meet one in prison. But look him up. It's called the Iceman, mental guy.
All right. Yeah.
Well, this is coming to the end again, so
yeah.
Should we leave it there?
It's been emotional, isn't it?
Yeah, deep. All right, boss. Well, let me know how the editing goes, and then we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, man. Yeah, all right. Have a nice.
You too, man.
Well, you've waited long enough for episode 8, and there we go. Moving murder stories and desk splashing. Honestly, some of those stories were grim. But I don't even know what they're playing at, to be honest with you. Grow up. We're on Twitter, 2spoons_coffee. That's the number 2. We're on Facebook, 2spoons0coffee. We've got our own website, 2spoonsofcoffee.wixsite.com/home. Thanks for listening. See you later.